Hey, this is Tom Waddle. Thanks for listening to the Waddle and Sylvie podcast brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
Waddle and Sylvie weekdays, 2 to 6.
Follow on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Waddle and Sylvie on the air. So much to talk about. 312-332-3776. Waddle's in the first Midwest Bank studio.
I'm twitching.
You could twitch with him.
Twitching.
And you can watch him. You can listen to the show. You can interact with him and us and all the other listeners of the Waddle and Sylvie show. A new way to listen, and we thank you for doing that. I was told today, Waddle.
Yes, sir.
That you had yourself a Mitch day.
A Mitch day.
That you played some golf, and your round looked a little like a Mitch day.
Well, because I think I finished with a birdie. I birdied 18.
But yeah, you finished strong.
Yeah, the rest of the day is...
Now he's ready to blossom as a golfer.
No. I think I'm more
because he's been stretching out his shoulder for an hour and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. It just sucks to be 53. I mean, like, there was a day where I felt like I could run through a brick wall. And, like, now I've walked around this building since I got here with my head hung low, just basically saying to you know what, it's over. You might as well just go. Just leave.
Don't ever try to do anything today.
I'm going to need some dope and some booze, I think, to get through it.
Dope and some booze? I don't know if that will work well together.
I took three Motrin and... It sucks. I'm not going to lie to you. And nobody gives a rat's ass, you know, but it's horrible. It's horrible to get old and not be able to do the things you once were able to do. I'm just saying.
See, like Mitch, though, look, it got tough for you. You didn't let it get to your head. And what do you need to do? You need to finish strong.
No, if I wasn't playing with a great group of people that included our boss, Mike Thomas, who I believe had three birdies today. He was fantastic. Ooh. Sharfy was there. Greg Morin. Delaney was there. Who am I missing? And I don't know who else I'm missing. And George, who owns and runs Flossmoor Golf Club, which is a beautiful place. If not for the company today, I would have walked off the course after like six or seven holes and just gone to a bar.
You would have quit.
I'd have gone to a bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, did you have a couple at the...
I did not have a single drink. No. Oh. No.
Wow.
So maybe that I was disciplined helped. There. That's probably the case as well. But who cares about my
I thought
my
it was funny though
game.
To like cuz that's the comparison. It keeps you wanting coming back for more. That last birdie, that last Mitch touchdown.
Yeah, normally that would be the case.
Coming back for more,
yeah,
you know?
Normally that would be the case, but I'm kind of a beaten man right now.
Yeah, you're beaten.
Yeah, I'm a beaten guy.
All right. So I want to tell you about my night last night.
Okay, what did you do last night? Hey now.
Well, look, all these nights lately have been so good with different things on television.
Oh, I saw what you were picking fights with Cubs fans who love Chris Bryant. I saw that on
Twitter. I've stayed away from that.
He almost walked you off too. I thought I was waiting for him to hit a home run.
Oh yeah,
to walk it off.
Well, you know, after you put yourself out there, that and sure enough, he's second. What, he let off that inning, right?
Base
runner on second.
Yeah,
and took first pitch. He drove it into left field.
Yes,
something I'd like to see more of.
A little left center. I'm not sure if it was left field, but I think it was left center, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
But it was ever. You know what? It was a single. It was a hard hit single, is what it was.
And, you know, I'm a diehard Cubs fan. You know this.
Of course.
The last day of my
life. But you're a fan also that isn't just rah, 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 rah. You also are critical of your team.
And there are a lot of people on Twitter who I have fought with in years past. And some of those people I've actually become now Twitter friends with out there who always thought I was negative. And I've tried to steer away from the fights and things like that. After the show, I want to just, you know, put my feet up, enjoy the game and everything like that. But, you know how I watch consume sports. I'm always just... You watch with a skeptical eye. You want the best. You expect excellence. It's always my thing. Never accept mediocrity and demand excellence is basically my motto when I watch sports.
Well, it's been a sucky ride for the majority of your adult life as a Cub fan then. Until 2015.
Right, right. So, and here was my process of how I got to where I got, and then I'll get into the Chris Bryant stuff. And I want to open up the lines. They're always open. We don't close them. I love when people say, let's open up the lines, because they're never closed.
Yeah.
312-332-3776 to talk to us. I was thinking again about Allen Robinson last night. And
wow, that's how you go to sleep. All right.
No, this wasn't before bedtime. This is while I was consuming sports. This is after the kids went to bed. I had a really good meal.
You turned the lights down low, had a glass of wine, and started to think about Allen Robinson.
No wine, no lights down low, but the games were on. Okay. The White Sox and the Cubs games. There was no NBA on last night. And I was, as between some of these pitches, I was starting to think about Allen Robinson. And again, like we've talked about with Allen Robinson, he's just so damn dependable. Like, I was thinking Allen Robinson is on the all-Chicago dependable team.
Yeah.
Like, if we would make a team, you know, not necessarily the great players, the best players, but who are the most dependable players that game in and game out, damn it, you know they're going to be there, they're going to produce, like, it's not going to fluctuate too much.
You can always count on A-Rob.
Right. And that's what makes him good, because he can be great and he's dependable. And that's the absolute best. So then I started watching the Cubs, and I saw again Chris Bryant swing at another pitch, which is becoming the norm, in the dirt, which you used to be able to beat him with high heat. That used to be a little bit of a kryptonite.
Dodgers did that to him.
Yes. But like, one thing that made him great was, even if you had him 0-2, he was going to work you to 3-2, and then a lot of times come through. And he would put in a professional, dependable at bat and put up big numbers to boot. And the pitch down and away wouldn't get him like they've gotten Javi and they've gotten some other players. And again, in a situation yesterday, and I get the text from Jesse, you know, and Jesse and I start talking Cubs baseball. And so I just started thinking about this, and I've been thinking more about Chris Bryant. And let me set the table with this. I don't think Chris Bryant is a dog. I don't think Chris Bryant stinks. I think Chris Bryant is good. And a lot of times really good. I don't think he's soft either. But he's not this great superstar player.
Like you expected him.
That I thought he would be. I thought, and again, maybe go after me for me putting the bar too high. But I like to think, as we say on this show, that the players set the bar for us.
Mm-hmm.
That when you are the college player of the year, when you're the minor league player of the year, and you follow up the hype with the rookie of the year, even though you have all the hype and you're the can't-miss kid, and they suppress you with 12 games down in the minors, and even though you start off with a little bit of a slump, you still bounce back and you still put up huge numbers, and you're the rookie of the year. And then the next year, when it's been 108 years and all the pressure's there, and Joe Maddon says, don't let the pressure exceed the pleasure. And all these Cubs players before him, I've watched buckle under the pressure. Whenever it would get hot and the expectations would get high, past Cubs players would fail. Not Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant was the MVP in the year that they broke through and they won the World Series, with big hits late in the World Series as well. And I just, when I watch these games, and people say, Sylvie, you don't know what you're talking about. Look at his numbers last year. He put up 31 home runs. He had this. He had that. He was an all-star last year. And watching the game, it didn't exactly feel like a lot of the numbers at times. We've talked about it. I always thought, Waddle, that he was going to be one of the top five hitters in baseball. That not a good player, not a very good player, but a great offensive player who gives you dynamic versatility in the field. And that forever you would look at him as a superstar for a decade. Now, is that on me?
Well, he you know, like you mentioned, he put the bar where he put the bar. 15 through 17 was a war of 6.0, 7.7, and 6.1. I think you aptly described who I think a lot of us thought he was going to be. And then in 18, he had the injury. And last year, the numbers were good, but it the eye test didn't. The eye test told you it wasn't as good as 15, 16, or 17.
Right. Like, the ball was juiced last year, and he's, like, 31 homers is respectable. And, again, it's a good season. Like, we're not talking about a guy who's bad. This year, he's struggling. Guys have these years where they struggle. He's been injured. And it was part, the way I framed the tweet was this, Waddle, and I want you to react to the tweet. Because a lot of people, it is, and it, I think it's a polarizing conversation because there's so many different ways that people feel about Chris Bryant. You know, that still a lot of people really came to his defense. And like, oh, nothing more than Chicago media likes to do than tear the players down in this town. And you know how that makes me feel. Yeah. Like, it's no. It's not about that. It's I love my teams. I don't want to tear down anybody. I just thought that Chris Bryant was going to be like one of the all-time greatest Cubs ever.
He's been very, very good, but he hasn't been the guy that you thought he was going to be based on his first 3 years.
And so here's what I wrote last night. Something I'd like to discuss on the show tomorrow. Can you remember a Chicago athlete who had the immediate star climb and a shocking fall like Chris Bryant without a serious injury? Derrick Rose, you know, that's the measuring stick. Like, Derrick Rose, very similar to Chris Bryant. Derrick Rose, 1 year of college basketball, he was like the best college basketball player. Comes into the NBA, he dominates right away, he's the rookie of the year. Second year, he goes to the All-Star game. Third year, he's the MVP. Very similar to what Chris Bryant did. Chris Bryant added the World Series championship to that.
Yes.
So, but he had the catastrophic injury, and Chris Bryant has been banged up. People point to when he got hit in the head in Colorado. People say it's tough to hit when your wrist is bad. He had the knee injury. You know, so maybe it is injuries, and this year it's just he's got five RBIs.
Yeah.
And I know it's still, like, not even 30 games or something in that realm.
28 games he's played it.
But I look at him and I watch him, and it's not close to the player that I watched play baseball in 15, 16, and 17. And I'm waiting for him to get red hot. I'm waiting for him to strap this team on his back. That when you're talking about a team that struggles with runners in scoring position, that struggles with the bases loaded, that struggles from time to time putting up runs in general, that I thought Chris Bryant was a guy that you could put on, he would put on his back, and he could carry for a good 10 to 15 game stretch, like some of the greats can do, like Bellinger can do, like Yelich can do. And I know Yelich is having a bad year this year, but he's back-to-back batting title guy. You know,
he's back-to-back batting title guy. That's a good title to have.
Yeah. And he was MVP. What was he, MVP 2 years ago and runner-up last year?
Yes.
Something like that? So, I when we talk about Betts, when we talk about Yelich, when we talk about Bellinger, that's who I thought we had. And I don't believe we have that anymore.
Be interesting to see what the rest of Major League Baseball thinks in with regard to that. Because now the decision has to be, if you do re-sign him, what does the contract look like? Or if he reaches free agency, then when somebody else is writing the check, what does that contract look like? It's not going to be a Betts contract, is it?
No.
No.
I wouldn't think so.
It's not going to be, you know, it's not even going to be a, you know, a Bryce Harper-like contract.
Like, and then will the Cubs trade him this year? Everyone thought yes, but what if you can't get a bunch for him? Are you better off just hoping he recaptures everything that he had been? I'm just confused is basically what I'm saying. I'm not coming on the radio and hating. I'm not coming on and calling Chris Bryant a dog. But I thought that this guy was going to be one of the true great hitters in baseball for a decade. And when I watch the Cubs these days, I don't see that. 3-3-2-3-7-7-6. What is Chris Bryant? John Lester got very emotional last night. Was it his last start at Wrigley Field in a Cubs uniform? We've got some Bears to discuss.
Oh, yeah.
The Trubisky conversation continues to grow. I heard some of the guys earlier on the station talk about the leash and what you expect. And I'm pretty adamant about what I expect in game number two. I want you to get into that, Waddle. And then the topic about we have 61,500 fans usually getting ready to go to the Bears opener, which is like a holiday in this town.
They're going to come over to your house this weekend.
I can't host. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Maybe yours?
Get that bounce house back up and get the pool out. You just bring at least bring some of them over.
I used to say it's a little chilly for golf. It's a little chilly for the bounce house pool this
weekend. Yeah, the kiddie pool's been put away for now.
Really? It's killed my backyard. Yeah.
Yesterday it was like 80 plus, but like that's the last one of those, right?
No. Next week it's supposed to heat back up.
Yeah, kiddie pool.
But like, how will this change? What will you do to replicate going to Bears games? I want to hear from Bears fans. So, what do you think about Chris Bryant? When people want to have this deep conversation on Twitter, I say to them, call the show.
Yeah.
It's not because I want to rip them. It's because I want to give you the floor.
It's hard to have an argument or a conversation, an in-depth conversation on Twitter.
So let's have that conversation. 332-3776. We'll do that next.
This is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _ Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Talking some baseball here. Sox are playing the fourth game of their four-game set against the Twins. That game's tied. Talking about Chris Bryant. And, do you think he has fallen like I say he has?
Do you want some quick numbers on Chris the last several years? Real quick. I did this in the break.
I think the numbers look better than when I watch him play baseball.
It's a good point.
If that makes sense.
Here's your OPS where he came in. In 2015, he was 23rd. He was 8th in 2016. And he won the MVP in 16 and the Rookie of the Year in 15, right? In 2017... 17, he was the 11th in OPS. And a year ago, I didn't even look at 2018 because he was hurt. In 2019, he was 24th. In terms of war, in 2015, he was 14th in the league. And this is not National League. This is all of Major League Baseball. He was third in war in 2016. He was 12th in war in 2017. He was 60th last year in terms of war.
He's good at baseball.
Yes.
This isn't about Chris Bryant being bad. And he's going through a really tough stretch now. But again, for the money and what he thinks he's worth.
Right.
And where he was, to me, it's just very surprising. Like, I want to get to the calls. I don't want to keep them on hold. But Waddle, think about this. Like, in Chicago baseball, I thought he was one of the best hitters in all of baseball.
Yeah.
But right now, game's on the line. And we're talking just in Chicago. Give me the list of guys you want up at the plate, starting with the top guy.
I would probably say right now, Abreu or Tim Anderson.
Right. Okay, one and two.
I would say on the Cubs, I'd take Anthony Rizzo before I'd take Bryant.
Right. Would you take Javi before Bryant?
No, I wouldn't.
You want? What about Contreras?
No.
What about Ian Happ right now?
No.
MVP.
Yeah,
what about Aloy?
That didn't age well, did it?
Would you want Aloy up?
Aloy,
really?
Maybe. But listen, I don't even flinch when I say Tim Anderson and Jose Abreu.
Right.
Don't even flinch.
Right. So 312-332-3776. Very polarizing topic. Mike's in Orland Park. Mikey, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Mike.
Huge fan of Waddle and Sylvie, diehard Cubs fan.
Thanks,
Mike. I see you guys every day on my way downtown. And you guys are just driving me crazy right now, man. Sylvie, you're saying the question is, has he fallen off? At the same time, you're saying he's very, very good. You're talking about a guy that played over 140 games last year. You already mentioned 31 jacks, .282 average. He ended the year as an all-star. Now, if you're talking about who he's going to take over in the Cubs, you just mentioned he's not going to take him over Contreras, over Happ. I mean, this is a guy whose first year, it's his sixth year in the league or fifth year in the league, and he's never been under .270 until now, and he hasn't even played a sixth of the season, under 30 games. It's not even a sixth of the season. So there's no doubt he's still an all-star. And I think that he will get back to his old self.
See, the problem is, Mike, if you're the Cubs, are you patient with that? Like, is Theo going to trade him in the offseason? And if you're trading him, are you trading him at an all-time low value?
He's injured. So that complicates that it makes it 10 times more complicated because you can tell. I mean, he's batting 202 or something crazy like that right now. He's never batted under 270 in his career. He is an MVP but an all-star of last year. This is last year. We're talking about it like this, like the 31 Jackson 282 was 3 years ago. I don't get it. The question is, it's still Chris Bryant. I think he's one of our best players.
Mike, I know it's not your money. It's the ownership's money. But what were you willing to be to pay Chris Bryant to keep him here in Chicago? No, that's what I'm saying, because, listen, all your points are good.
Looking at, like, an Hayward contract, like, above $200 million, yeah, that's what they're going to be looking at. But, he's injured, so maybe they can get it for that Hayward money and not the $300 million he might even expect.
Well, there's another part of the equation, and we thank you for the call,
thanks
Mike.
For the call, Mike, and thanks for listening every day.
Is the fact that he seems to have been more injured the last couple of years than he was the first few years. And he's 28. He's going to be 29 next year.
So he was hurt in 18. You don't want to give it the numbers there. He was hurt last year with the shoulder, and he's hurt now this year.
Yeah, like, I don't look at what you're saying is that you're trashing him at all. That's not how I look at it. I look at it from, I hear what you're saying, and what I say about what you're saying is, here's a guy who wonders what it's going to take to keep him on his baseball team, and is he worth what maybe he was going to get after 2015, 16, and 17. After 2018, 19 is decent, 20 has been, you know, what 20
you
is.
You want a comp? Like, you know where we have the bar for Khalil Mack?
Yes.
Like, Khalil Mack can have a season like last year again.
Exactly.
Like Khalil Mack is supposed to be one of the number one wrecking balls on defense.
Very good comparison.
Chris Bryant is supposed to be a wrecking ball with that bat.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be one of the top hitters in baseball.
He was the rookie of the year, and then he was the MVP of the league. So he's the one who set the bar. I get what you're saying. Like, you're frustrated that he's not the same guy you saw in his first 3 years here in Chicago, and that perplexes you. And then you factor in what it's going to cost to keep him as a free agent, and you're like,
"This is a and that makes it an interesting puzzle."
Yeah.
Bob's in hometown. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Sylvie.
Hey, I agree with the last one. He's hurt.
You know, if he's got that
back problem, it's like you can still play. But you can't. It's not bad enough for you. You can sit out. So it's still. I still think it's bothering him. But you know, it's like he's got to fight for that contract. So he's got to play. And I really think he's honestly like hurting a little bit, and he can't really say anything because you know that whole Chicago image.
Well, I mean, look, a lot of guys are hurting, and again, I'm not calling him soft at all. I know it's really, really hard playing baseball, but again. He was hurt in 18. He was hurt last year with the knee and the shoulder. He's hurt. Now he doesn't feel good again. I mean, he's playing. And I could only judge him on him playing. And a lot of these other guys do. Chris Rizzo has the back, too. How many years are we going to keep on talking about it? Well, it's not perfect for Chris. You know, the knee's not fit. Now he's got to rehab the shoulder.
Well, you're getting to a point. You're getting to the point, too, where you're having to make decisions on how you're going to put your team together. You're going to have to retool your rotation. You're going to have to make a decision on what you're going to do with Baez and Bryant.
Yeah, you got guys to pay.
Yeah. So
you got all these guys a year away. You know, and then what are you going to do? So are you going to get rid of them? And then are you going to be mad at Theo like you're mad at me now for pointing out that maybe he's not worthy of what we thought he was going to be?
Put it in
these. Doesn't mean that I don't like him or I don't want him on my team.
Put it in these terms. In the last 3 years, and again, we're in a year unlike any other right now. But in the last 3 years, 2019 was good, but it wasn't what you saw the first 3 years. So the trend in the last 3 years is one good year, really good year, and two others that you can explain away for a number of reasons, but those explanations also make you itchy and scratchy about a big extension.
So he went from 60th in WAR to what now? You know, I mean,
the
trend, like you like to say, Waddle, is not your friend.
Not right now.
Joe in Lakeview, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Joey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Joe.
We're good.
Hey, you know, the first guy you took the call from, he said exactly what I wanted to say. I close my eyes and I think of the Hayward contract as the one that's perfect for him. If you're going to go to court and you're having all these, you know, selling points on either side of the case, there's no possible way that you could respectfully ask for the max deal and get it. I just don't think the evidence is there. And when we're talking about the injuries too, unfortunately, that seems like some players, you know, they might just get injured every year. And why would I want to pay max money if I know that, you know, Bryant's going to sit 15 to 20 games and he could, you know, he's going to hit 28 home runs maybe in a full year, bat 270. That's not what we pay now $35 million a year for 10 years. And he's at that age, too, where I don't even want to touch the 10 years, too, because then he's, what, 37, 38?
Right, right.
And who knows? It's those contracts that we start regretting the fourth year in. So I think Hayward is the perfect one. He still gets 20-something. And it would be,
you know,
feel
you,
really
but
good
you do know what Scott Boras would do if you were on the other end of the line right now, don't you?
He'd hang up on you.
It makes sense to us, but he would hang up on you, and he'd probably
get some
good money. You know,
I just wonder how much control, you know, Bryant has if he really wants to stay. Can he? I don't know. Can he make the move himself with Boras being the advisor? That hey, I don't even agree, or is he so stuck on this number because of his peers and because of Harper that it's just going to be that way? I don't have the answer to that. That's just what I wonder as a person that Bryant is recognizing. He's got to recognize it. He's having an off 2+ years with us now. So
yeah, he's the boss. He can absolutely do whatever he wants. Him and his dad can do whatever they want.
Hey, listen, he's really good. Last year, he, like you said, 31 home runs, drove in 77, hit 282, his on base was 382. His WAR ranked him 60th. That's not elite. That's not what's going to get that $350 million contract. That's reality.
3-3-2-3-7-7-6 as we talk about Chris Bryant. And Jesse's going to join us. There's some good John Lester to play, too. Has John Lester pitched his final game in a Cubs uniform at Wrigley Field? That's next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
On the south side,
dong machines on down there.
So you're off of dingers and
yeah,
the dong machine.
You know what I was?
Dong.
Yeah, you know what I need to get back on the dinger bus, but
I hit dingers.
Yeah, there've been some ding dongs all over the place.
That was Edwin Encarnacion just tying the game, hitting one to the tent.
Did he say something too after he sent that ding dong?
What he said? He said I don't think it was directed
at
Kenta Maeda.
He said, "I'm Big Allen. I hit dingers."
I hit dingers.
He was talking to his parrot.
Yeah.
Leave him alone.
I'm Big Edwin, and I hit dingers.
We're talking about Chris Bryant right now, too.
I don't hit dingers. I'm Chris.
Not now. Michael Lancaster tweets it. He says, based on what I'm hearing, it's like most Cubs fans are okay with KB being a good player, but not a superstar. And that's all I'm going at, especially when you have to make a decision on what to do with him.
But you can't pay him like a superstar.
You can't.
If you already know you're living in a budgeted environment on the north side. You've been told that by the owner. So, like, I don't think they're going to pay both Bryant and Baez.
And what about Rizzo? Contreras. They're all up.
Yeah.
And they need pitching.
How many more years does Rizzo have?
One more.
After
they're all
this.
Up in 2021.
Yeah, I'm not giving Riz new money right now. Maybe next year.
Well, you may be able to get him at a hometown discount. I don't think he's going to look to break any sort of a...
Well, he gave you a hometown discount last time, didn't he?
Well, yeah, he signed before he was a free agent
right. While
he was still under control. Nick and Carol Stream, you're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Sylvie. Hey, Waddle. How you doing, boys?
Good.
We're good. Thank you.
Sylvie, you actually just saw my tweet and who player A and player B would be in that comparison. So essentially, KB is Rizzo on paper. But, you know, as I was talking with Abdallah, you know, we expected more from him. And I think the problem is that, you know, if he does sign with the Cubs, it'll always be viewed as an overpaid contract, where if he walks, all the other teams are going to get him as a bargain contract. So we're kind of in purgatory right now. And I think that probably the best thing to do is squeeze as much as you can out of him while you can and let him walk if he's not going to take their deal.
Nick, are you with me then, too, that because of his value, if this continues this offseason and where baseball is financially, that if you can't get any sort of a great package for his last year, like if a team's not willing you to offer prime prospects, aren't you just trying to see what he can do in his final year with the team?
I think you have to. No other team right now is going to put up young prospects that are cost-controlled in this environment. That's shown the highest value right now. And I don't think anyone would even part ways with, you know, top 10 prospect coming this way for a Chris Bryant on one more year left. I just don't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, especially with the financial landscape that you're probably facing. There's probably the Dodgers and the Dodgers that can do some of the stuff that
right.
other teams would be able to do in years gone by. Maybe the Yankees, but I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of
Philadelphia, maybe. Yeah. Like there's been talk about him in
can we package Quintana somewhere?
Well, he's a free agent, too. So, Nick, thank you. Ron in Orland Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Ronnie?
What's up, boys? So I just want to say, first of all, I just want to say I'm glad that you're feeling better, and I know I haven't talked to you since, but you're a beast, man. Thank you.
Means a lot, Ron. Thank you.
You are a beast.
I don't know about that.
The thing I wanted to say was, the thing with Chris Bryant, I'm totally with you on this, but I think that people don't think he's the superstar that he is because he just doesn't have the clutch hits. You know, I mean, I'm still muted from some guy calling me a jackass and clown comment for saying that David Bodie has more clutch hits than him.
Yeah, is that who it
can
is?
Can you guess who it is? Guess who it is?
Take that.
Cap hasn't blocked you for that, is it?
Oh, yeah. This is still from like 2 years ago.
Wait, why does Cap care what you think if
KB's you know
clutch or not?
You know Cap.
You got to find, you know what you got to do? You got to
find his burner.
Find his burner and follow that one.
Yeah, that's what I should do, right? I'll probably get muted from that one, too.
Ron, I didn't know that Bleck told me that this has been known for a long time. I thought I knew everything about
Cap. Oh, yeah, we've known in the streets, yeah, for a minute.
You've known in the streets about the Cap has a burner.
Well, he talked about it on the air.
He has a burner account, and it's one way that he follows Brad Biggs, too, because I didn't know, Waddle.
I didn't know that either.
He got blocked by Brad Biggs for, like, saying... making a joke about his weight on television. Can you believe that?
I was told that, but I did not know that until recently.
Me neither. So Cap is out there with a burner account. Will he make a KD error where he thinks he's tweeting from the burner, but he's tweeting from the Catman, and then we already know he's a burner, has the burner, but we need to find the burner. What would that be? What do you think the burner account is?
I don't
is?
Know. Has he admitted to tweeting from the burner account, or does he just use it to follow people?
That's another good question.
And like, I don't know. Has he answered? Has anyone asked him that question?
I think he only uses it to vote on polls in his favor.
Some Twitter polls that favor him?
Yes, yeah. He wants to get the answer right, or the outcome he wants, so he uses one vote to sway it.
312-332-3776.
But it wouldn't be surprised if he screwed up, because he is a weed guy. Just ask him.
A weed guy?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Newly, I think he's new on the THC bandwagon.
Yeah. Really?
Oh yeah.
The gummies, or is he lighting up?
No, he's smoking. Yeah, he's
really?
He's lighting her up.
Good for him, you know?
Do you know what? Do you. Whatever makes you happy.
Just look at the eyes.
Whatever makes you high.
Look at his eyes during some of the recaps.
When he's high, how does he say, take that?
Take that.
No, you listen. You take that.
You take
you
that.
Take. You don't. You
I'm
don't
gonna
come,
take
you
this. Take, you take that.
You come. You that. Anyway.
Anyway. C-Red Fred. A long time no hear, C-Red Fred. What's up?
Yeah, guys. How you doing? Sorry, I've been busy at work with some changes. But, hey, man, you guys
did you
are
get demoted,
music to my ears
Fred?
Today.
Did you get demoted?
What kind of question is that?
You can call it that. I don't have as much flexibility as I once did.
I want to take up your cause. I want to take up your cause.
Oh, you're the best.
Well, just write him a check then, Sylvie.
No. Uh-huh.
Yeah, why not? Hey, there's a comparison to the Bulls here. You guys ready for this? I'm not saying he's achieved the Bryant stature, But Ben Gordon was a fantastic player for the Bulls. In his final year in Chicago, he averaged 20-plus points for a playoff team. He scored 42 against the Celtics that year. But he wasn't worth the money that he was asking for. He signed a big-money deal with the Pistons, and in retrospect, I think the Bulls were right. Now, I love Bryant, but he's not worth the elite money just because the fact is he's just not as good as he was in 2016. He was awful in the postseason in 17 and 18. His OPS in 16 was over 800. It was 550 the next 2 years. Now, if he tears it up and leads us to a World Series, you know, I might reevaluate my stance, but I don't think he's close to his 2016 self.
Well, it's hard to. It's hard to. I mean, that was.
To gauge
was
in the postseason.
Yeah, that like, was an Carmen, MVP season.
Carmen always talks about Ted Williams' numbers in the postseason. Yeah. Like how you. Like, it's so hard in the postseason to just measure a good postseason.
I would say this. I can't imagine a Cub fan wouldn't want Chris Bryant on the team. It's just a matter of, well, what are you going to pay him and how will that affect you putting together the rest of your roster? Like,
That's how I feel.
Right.
Like, if money was no issue, if it's like I'm not worried about paying him 30 or 35 million, do I want Chris Bryant on the Cubs? Yes. Do I like Chris Bryant on the Cubs?
Yes.
Yes. Am I surprised that he's not nearly, in my eyes, as good as he was in 2016? Yes. They're all yeses. I don't dislike Chris Bryant, but I'm surprised that he's not as good as he once was. And I fear that we don't have the time nor the money. And nor would I pay him that money to find out if he could get back to that.
Yeah.
Especially when it seems like he's a little bit injury prone at this point. 312-332-3776. We wrap up today the top 20 all-time Cubs.
Oh, yes.
So we'll recap the list. Then who's number two and who's number one on the all-time Cubs list? We'll get to that and give you a chance to win a couple of gift cards to Great Clips next. The 2 o'clock hour of Waddle and Sylvie is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert. Call my guy, Ryan Kelly. Find out what's driving the housing market's super low interest rates. You can buy a bigger home for less money. Get pre-approved today in 5 minutes at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Chicago's home for sports and the Waddle and Sylvie Show present
a goosebump kind of moment here.
The countdown of the 20 greatest Chicago Cubs players of all time.
That's a fly ball deep to left. Hot back. Got it. Way back. It might be. There it is. There it is.
The game is over. The Cubs have won it.
Hey! Cubs win. Holy cow. And the Cubs have won the World Series.
Clips is ready for you to return for a worry-free haircut experience. Spend less time in the salon with online check-in and opt in to receive a ready next text to alert when your estimated wait time reaches 15 minutes. They follow all CDC and local guidance and safety measures and strongly recommend customers wear masks inside all Great Clips salons. The countdown continues with the number one greatest Cub of all time.
Wow, is he on edibles?
Sean Dunstan.
I think I am after that.
What was that? It's...
The reverb there.
Yeah.
I'll get to number two and number one. Abdallah, do you have the entire list that you could refresh everyone's memory
from? Oh, thanks for asking me. Glad I could do this for you guys. One more time. Number 20, Aramis Ramirez and Kyle Hendricks, because, you know, we have two of them.
20 or 20 and 19?
20 and 21. If you will. Number 19.
20.
Are you sure about this
that
one?
Doesn't work.
Number 19 was Chris Bryant, although he may not be 19 anymore. Number 18, Jake Arrieta. Number 17, Phil Cavaretta.
Who?
Number 16, Andre Dawson. No joke? Okay.
And me, Ed Belfour.
Or Ed Belfour. Number 15, Hack Wilson. Number 14, and 14A and 14B, Joe Tinker and Johnny Evers.
Yeah.
Evers, whatever. 13, never heard of him. 13, Mark Grace. Number 12, John Lester, an emotional John Lester. Number 11, Stan Hack. Number 10, Anthony Rizzo. Number 9, Gabby Hartnett. He'll box your ears. Number 8, Mordecai Brown. Number 7, Frank Chance, also an ear boxer. Number 6, just says Fergie.
It just says Fergie.
I'm reading
Jenkins.
I'm reading Sylvie's scribble. How did you make it through school writing like this?
He didn't.
Is what I want to know. Because you went to school in a time before computers.
Right. Oh, I had terrible penmanship.
I don't get it.
Cursive, forget the cursive.
So number six, Fergie. She was great with the Black Eyed Peas. Number five, Ron Santo. Number four, Ryan Sandberg. Number three, Billy Williams.
Yes. And somebody told me yesterday after I revealed that Rhino is four and Billy Williams was three. Stop trying to sell us in Sammy Sosa, Sylvie. I'm tired of it. Why must you sell us on Sammy Sosa? Because I deem Sammy Sosa one of the greatest Cubs of all time.
Yeah, true list.
I'm biased. This is my list. Sammy Sosa hit over 600 home runs. He came to the Cubs from the White Sox and was quickly a 30-30 guy. Okay? Did he cheat? Probably.
Probably.
Was he caught? Only for the corked bat. But that doesn't mean that he wasn't one of the greatest Cubs of all time. He was the MVP in 98. He also went to the postseason that year with the Cubs. Went to the postseason in 2003. They got five outs away. And Sammy Sosa, one of the greatest Cubs in Cubs history, one of the greatest trades in Cubs history, is my number two Cub of all time. I couldn't pull the trigger. The hate would be too strong.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you know what? I think you babied out. I really do. I think that you you didn't want the heat that was going to be coming your way.
Yeah, number one, as someone points out in the Twitch chat, it is Dave Kingman.
Yeah,
my number one. Oh no, it is Mr. Cobb. There is only one Mr. Cobb. He is a statue outside Wrigley Field. He was a two-time MVP, and he was absolutely awesome as he wanted to play two every single day, Waddle. It's Ernie Banks.
Who doesn't want to play two every day?
Would he want to play two with just seven innings?
Oh, he'd want to play three.
He'd
want to
play three, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Why? He wanted to play 18 innings. What's 21 then?
He'd want to be on the field at a guaranteed rate right now because the ding-dong machine is on overdrive.
It's 3-2 now.
I think they're all
Minnesota.
Dongs, aren't they? Is it five dongs?
Dong. So they're all solo.
Another ding-dong just left the building. Yeah. I think it was Donaldson.
Yeah.
Josh Donaldson. Just
I think
went to
so.
Not so 3-2, this game is in the top of the sixth inning between the Sox and Twins. The Sox looking to take 3 out of 4. But those are my top 20 Cubs list, and you can see them all on our Instagram account. Follow us on Instagram, ESPN_Chicago. I'm on there as well. It's Mark A. Silverman. That's Mark with a C, the middle initial A, the last name
Aaron.
Silverman.
Yeah, Mark Aaron Silverman.
You are right. And Waddle, you're on there as, I believe, Tommy Boy 87?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
So you could follow all of us on Instagram.
I like your list. Good job.
You know what you're going to do, too, by the way? I've already volunteered your services.
Okay.
Great Clips is coming back.
Okay, love
and
Great
they're gonna
Clips.
Make the,
it's
going to
be great.
Make, they're good. Yes, they're, and we need callers 20 and 40 right now to win the gift card from Great Clips, 332-3776. We're going to do this with the Bears.
Okay.
And I've asked our marketing team, instead of doing the 101-year history of the Bears, can we make it easier and do the top 20 of the last 50 years?
Okay, I want to serve as an advisor. Now, remember,
no,
I grew up...
you and I are going to put together our own... We're going to co-author this.
Okay, list. I'm just saying I'm riding in the sidecar because you've lived in this town your whole life.
But you're a Bear. And look, it's the last 50 years, which is perfect because that includes the end of the year careers for both Gale Sayers and Dick Butkus.
There you go.
So they can make the list. Peyton's on the list. We don't have to worry about all the old timey guys.
You're going
to
tell me that there's going to be no Clyde Bulldog Turner on your list?
That's well, if we're doing the 50, I wanted to actually do the top 20 of the last 20 years. I thought that would be interesting.
How about the top 250 from the last 10 years?
You can't give Jay Cutler every spot.
That would be fun. Like, where would Cutler be? Can we do top 20 of the last 20 of this?
Look, we already got to 50. I mean, now you're okay. Just, you know what I mean?
It's like, your list, brother. Yeah. We can do whatever you want to.
You're co-authoring this one. Great
okay.
Clips. They've been busy implementing new safety features and taking extra action to best serve you when you visit. This is important, guys. From extra sanitation to contactless check-in, they're doing more to make your experience safer. Experience quality hair care at down-to-earth prices. Go to greatclips.com to find one of their over 150 Chicagoland locations. Download the online check-in app to avoid the wait. Great Clips.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great when we talk to Jesse Rogers in 2 minutes.